People.
I pushed a little button to disenable the. It's ready now.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
You start.
Start what?
I thought we were doing the thing.
What thing?
I thought we were doing the bit.
The bit. Okay. You know, I think I need to get a new PC. I want to see what they have around here. Let's see.
You don't want a PC?
You know, I don't think I want a PC.
You want to buy a Mac?
You know, I think I want a Mac. Let's see what they have over here. Hey, this is nice. Wait a minute. There's a black one, and there's a gray, there's a silver one, there's a white one. I don't understand what's the. There's too many options. I don't
just get the white one.
Hey, maybe I'll get the white one. Yeah, I'll get the white one. That'll be good. Oh, but wait a minute. If I do that, I got to load all the software and stuff on it. I don't. What about my Windows? And they don't have a right click button. I don't know what.
You don't need Windows.
You know what? I don't think I need Windows. I could probably do this. I could do this. This will be great. But
give the man your credit card.
Sir, can I have one of these? Here's my credit card. Just do whatever you need to do. Okay, thank you. I'll thank you. All right. I got it it's out of the box. Okay, I got it. See, it says okay. Got it plugged in. Okay, turn it on. Okay. Oh, hey, look at there. It's already on. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know if we're gonna do podcast tonight. Well, I better just plug the mixer and get it all configured. I hope this works. Oh, hey, look at there. You found the mixer. Oh, okay. All right. Well, how am I gonna see what?
Just press record.
Oh. Right. Hey, look at that. Hey,
Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. Come check this out.
Hey, man, what do you got there?
I bought a
Merry Christmas to you. Look at that.
Yeah, isn't this awesome? Look at that.
It's white.
Yeah.
How did you make that decision? You usually get stuck there.
Well, I don't know. It just came to me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. We'll have to play with that.
And look.
You tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh my God! Never mind.
Look what?
Oh look! I got all the stuff installed already. Look.
Oh, how long did it take you to get all that installed?
I don't know, 10 minutes, I guess. Something.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
What did you install?
I did Firefox and I did Levelator and I set up GarageBand and
you had to set up GarageBand?
Well, I turned it on.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah,
you had to configure Firefox.
No, it was just ready to go. Yeah.
So it took 10 minutes to click on Firefox?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Well, how about the mixer? How long did it take you to hook up the mixer there?
I guess it didn't take 10 minutes.
Okay. So basically all you did was turn it on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't you feel smart?
Yeah.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today.
Why is it you got to be a freaking genius to run an HP, but it makes you feel stupid?
I don't know.
You feel stupid the whole time.
Yeah.
You're like banging your head against the wall. This shouldn't be this hard. It worked yesterday.
But you plug in the Mac.
You don't have. Yeah, you could be a monkey and run a Mac, but you feel smart.
Yeah. It's my monkey.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better.
It's my favorite song.
Ah! Thank you, Brian.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
That was a Merry Christmas from our music minister, Brian Bridges.
Very nice.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to another wonderful Squirrel Show. So what are you going to do with the old laptop over there, the HP?
Well, I got some papers, and I thought I would hold them down with it. I tell you, man, we're recording the show on the Mac, just for everybody who's listening out there. And in the matter of minutes, seriously, this laptop, this PC, this mm-hmm. HP, mm-hmm. has become
obsolete.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some things that I'll have to move over just because there's stuff that I do. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it was unbox this thing and turn it on.
I got to play with it first because I got in the car and right after you bought it.
Which, to me, that was the real test. I wanted to see whether or not you were going to be frustrated with it or not.
Because I do get – well, when I got my new laptop in there, when I bought my new laptop, let me just describe my first hour of owning that laptop mm-hmm. as complete frustration.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at first of all, I had to set up Windows. I had to call Microsoft and give them my firstborn child and get it some kind of number in order to use it. I mean, it's just, it was ridiculous. And then once I got it up, I had to install OpenOffice, and I had to install Audacity, and I had to install Firefox, and I had to configure these things so that they would work. And I had to test them and say, well, what did I do wrong there? And then I had to reload Audacity because something didn't take. I don't know. It didn't hold the tongue right or something. And then, I mean, literally my first hour, maybe 2 hours of owning the laptop was spent getting the laptop ready to use.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't use it.
Yeah.
The first 30 minutes of playing with your new iMac, I created two movies, mm-hmm. a song off of us making weird noises with our mouths.
Yeah.
And a comic strip.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I did, and that's how I learned how to use the Mac. I mean, there was a learning curve, sure. It took me a while to figure out, okay, where's the – I don't have a left shift. I don't have another key here. And,
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – Control-C doesn't work. Oh, it's Apple-C. Okay. But – so there was a learning curve, but it wasn't a frustrating learning curve because the whole time I was doing stuff. Yeah. I was doing stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't configuring things and trying to go, well, maybe if I, put some tin foil on my head, and then you got here, and when you had to do some installing, you installed Firefox, which took about 10-15 seconds.
Yeah.
And you installed Levelator, which took you longer to find it on the web than it did to install it.
Yeah, which was only, another 30 seconds or so. I mean, literally. Yeah.
And, and we literally just plugged in the mixer and hit record on GarageBand. That was it.
Yeah. Done. I was like,
the only thing that we did do, we had to configure on how to export it to MP3.
Yeah.
And that took maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah, we had to export it from GarageBand and then
go into iTunes.
Convert it through iTunes. But when we were using Audacity and all that other stuff like that, we had to export it to Wave and then convert it with a whole other piece of software, which... Like all those pieces of software we're using on the Mac, those came with the...
Yeah, GarageBand came with it.
We didn't have to go find it. We didn't have to go search it out. We didn't have to pay for it. We didn't have to... It was already there.
It was part of it.
So just there. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And the thing is, for me, it's like, okay, it's overly simple. Like there's parts where I'm like, okay, how do I delete this? I was doing that earlier. Jill, I said, how do you delete this picture?
I can't. Yeah, I don't. I normally would left click on it and then select and, send to recycle, right?
Or something. Or right click and hit delete or something like that. And Jill just reaches over and she hits the delete key. Blink,
blink.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So it was, okay. Yeah. Which is is interesting because you kind of nailed this yesterday where you said the Mac is geared towards doing something. Right, they build it towards a task, towards mm-hmm. creating a movie, creating a song. It's a design factor. There's a thing that goes into you're going to make something. Whereas Windows, mm-hmm. Is more geared towards providing a platform that other people are going to build things that go on top of.
Right.
And there's this whole thing where it's like, okay, spiritually. How do we do that same thing? How do we live in somebody else's box, the world's box. The mm-hmm. world says, no, no, you gotta have like a party, and you gotta have sex, and you gotta have some, you know, mix in some drugs, and if that doesn't do it, then just eat a lot. And if that doesn't make you happy, then maybe you should,
work yourself to death.
You should work yourself to death, you know?
You need a new car. That's what you really need. That'd make you feel better.
Yeah. All these things, you know? And then at some point you get used to doing them. Yeah. Right, because that's the way that you've always done them.
You don't want to let them go.
And then somebody comes along and says, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Let me tell you about his yoke, and let me tell you about
It's different." And then you got to unlearn. Then you have to unlearn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to drop. You got to drop all that stuff that you've been doing, and pick up what he's got for you. And when you do, there's a little bit of a hesitation, a little bit of a conversion, because you're like, "Well, I would have gone out on Saturday night, but instead, I'm gonna stick here with my family, or I'm gonna do something different, right?" Mm-hmm. And when you find that you do that something different, you're like, "I had a really good evening, and I didn't throw up on anything, and I still got money in my pocket," you know. So it's the same thing.
Yep.
More productive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. My favorite part was where you said. Where you were downloading Firefox and it didn't happen like it didn't, you know, you waited the HP, or I keep saying HP, you waited the PC length of time of saying, okay, if it hadn't happened by now, something went wrong.
Yes.
Click it again.
Yeah.
You know,
I clicked it like five times.
Cause you're pre-trained to do that. Yeah. And we're like that as Christians too. And the end of the story was it finally popped up and says, "Do you really want to download this thing five times?" No.
Just one. Just one.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll do it. Sit back and relax. You know. And that's the way we are in Christianity too. I mean, we are pre-programmed. We programmed ourselves, or the world has programmed us to go, okay, well, you need to go do something now, because you're in a time and you're in a space right here where you've got nothing to do. You need to go find something to do.
Fill it
with something. Yeah, go to the mall or get a hobby, or you need to go do something. And then, you know, Jesus just says, "No, just sit still." Mm-hmm. Just sit still. I'm dealing with you right now. I'm letting you meditate on some things.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Just sit there. Just sit there. But I can, but no, but sit. But did you sit? Sit.
Oh, okay. How many times do we have something that something comes to us that's a genius idea or a solution to a problem when we're driving down the highway, staring off into space?
Exactly.
We're not doing something. We're not formulating a plan or coming up with a solution. We're just staring off into space, and all of a sudden, boink. Boink. And that's the thing that we miss, I think.
I've learned not to fight it. I definitely go in stages when it comes to studying the Bible. I will go through periods of time. Like right now, I'm in a real brain crunch of really packing a lot in my head. I mean, I'm just so on fire for the next thing to read, the next thing to listen to, the next thing to get into. You know, on the forum, I've got three discussions going. You know, one about, you know, satanic or wonders and signs by the evil, and can evil do miracles or whatever. And then I've got another one going on, which version of the Bible and how those all came into being. And then I got another one going on, end times discussion and eschatology. And I got another one, I got all these things going, and I'm just reading the Bible constantly, and I'm discussing it and talking and filling my head with, ideas and stuff, and just can't stop talking about it or thinking about it or reading about it. And then I'll know that, I'm not going to really come up with any answers right now.
Oh, right.
I'm going to go through a lull here in about maybe a week from now or 2 weeks from now. I'm going to go back into a lull. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to pick up my Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up my Bible a little bit, but I'm not going to be reading it like I am now, devouring it.
Right.
And that's
it's
when.
It's more like snacking on it. You'll be snacking on it.
Yeah. And that's when the Lord's is snacking on it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Eat, trimming around the edges.
Yeah. Just grazing.
Grazing.
And, and that's when the Lord's going to come to me and put two or three verses together from two or three different discussions. Here. See? But you got to have that peace. You got to have that quiet time for him to work. And you got to have, I keep trying to keep in mind when I get in these hungry sessions, when I'm really hungry for knowledge, I have to keep in mind, It's the relationship that matters. It doesn't how much. It doesn't matter how much I know.
Your head knowledge is not yet.
No, that's not going to get me nothing. It gets me nowhere. But through that knowledge, he draws me closer to him. Yeah. You know, and it's not in these times he does that. It's in the quiet times that, that he actually uses that to, for me to depend on what I've learned. Because it's not me learning. It's then me taking action with what he's taught me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That whether we really. Where it really matters and where the faith builds and trust builds.
So. What you're really talking about there is having it before you need it. You know, a lot of times we want to pick up the Bible and we want to
find answers.
Find an answer.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It works.
But
it can work.
But there's a whole lot more value in having something ahead of time so that when that situation comes along, you don't have to run off and go look it up. You've already got an answer.
Yeah, because the Bible's a big thing. It's hard to
absorb everything all at once.
But
yeah.
You can still find an answer. But yeah, it's way more peaceful and draws you closer to the Lord and develops your relationship with the Lord when you come across a situation that he's already prepared you for.
Yes.
And you went, well, glory to God. He knew this was coming.
Yeah.
He knew I was going to need that little tidbit, you know.
And you're always requoting to me the word never returns void. So it's like, okay, there's never a moment when you're reading the Bible where you're wasting your time. You know? I mean, it may not, you may not get up from your easy chair and walk out into the street and apply exactly what you've read that moment in time,
mm-hmm.
but it's there.
Yep.
And you're going to use it sometime.
Yep.
So, very cool.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that's, we got some clips.
Yes.
Some Ruth Ann or some.
I can do that.
Some something.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here.
You want me to play it over here?
Yeah, you may have to play this on the Mac. No worky worky. Okay, well then let's go to the next thing.
All right, squirrels, it's Sarah again. First of all, you said I'm from Connecticut. Connecticut's not even a real state. I'm from Massachusetts. We've got the two biggest cities in New England, Boston and Worcester. Get it right. Massachusetts.
What'd she say?
Worcester?
Excuse you. What'd she say?
Worcester. I don't know what that is.
Never heard of that one.
Worcester.
Is that on a coin somewhere? I don't know what she's talking about.
I think that's.
Is it Massachusetts?
That's what my kids asked me. What's that?
I thought Massachusetts was a town in Connecticut.
What? Massachusetts.
What? Right. That's little bitty balls of mashed potatoes. Massachusetts.
Second of all, I know you're not being offensive with the Yankees. It's a joke. But their baseball team is horrendous. The Red Sox are awesome. Look who won this year. The Red Sox.
Okay, yeah, look who won. This year, let's not look at the 20 years before now.
Oh, come on!
Just
man.
Look at this one.
Come on, everybody! Every dog has his day. Come on!
I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm just saying.
Pointing out.
Yeah. Did you just say the Red Sox were dogs?
Huh?
What?
Not about the North and the South or whatever. It's about me not being associated with Jeter and his bunch of losers. Okay. Have a great day. Love the podcast. Bye.
Love the podcast. Bye.
She has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she does.
I like that.
Okay. All right. Wow. I love baseball fans. They're so easy.
Well, why do you say that?
They're easy because, I mean, they're easy to make fun. They're easy to, because they wear.
You don't think
they
football wear, players are football players?
No. Football fans are not the same.
Oh, yeah?
No, different? Because, no, baseball players wear their teams on their sleeves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they bleed. I mean, they bleed when the team loses. Because
it's All-American, man. Baseball is the All-American sport.
It's a talking sport.
What? It's not a talking sport.
Baseball is a talking sport.
What do you mean, a talking sport?
I mean, you could talk about baseball forever.
Oh, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Juanita here in the cold and frozen north with our second prophecy and fulfillment from the Word. The promised Messiah would be rejected by his own people, prophecy. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah 53:3. Fulfillment. Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? Pilate asked, and they all answered, Crucify him. Why, what crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted out the louder, Crucify him. Matthew 27:21-23, the NIV. I know that this prophecy seems to belong more in the Easter story, but with Christmas happening, this could not have come to fruition. So basically, without the fulfillment of the Christmas story, our salvation would have gone unfulfilled. Furry, furry day to all. This is Bonita signing off and sending you back to SBS Central.
Hey there, boys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Buford.
I just want to come in here and say I'm just proud of you, son.
Proud of me?
Yeah, I'm proud of you for finally buying a Mac.
Oh, well, thanks. Why do you say that, though?
Well, I'm proud of you. I've had one for years.
You've had a Mac.
Well, sure. Yeah. You're right about that, man. It's real simple. When you just get in, you put the key in there, you turn it, it cranks every stinking time.
Oh, you mean a Mac truck?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Which color did you get? Did you get a red one? Brad said you got a white one.
Yeah, I got a white Mac.
You got a white one.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Did you get 3/4 ton or 1 ton?
I got the 5-pounder.
5-pounder?
Yeah, this right here.
What's that right there?
That's my Mac, my MacBook.
What, that compact?
No, this is a Mac, an Apple.
That's one of them things them girls use to put the makeup on it.
No, not a compact, a Mac. It's a MacBook. See, look.
Ain't no Mac. Ain't got no dog on it.
See, it's got the little Apple.
No, it's got to have Chrome dog on it to be a Mac.
No,
it ain't a Chrome. It's got an Apple.
It's not a Mac truck. Look, yeah, it's got. See, the little Apple lights up. It's a computer.
That ain't right, man. That ain't that.
See, we're doing the podcast on it right now.
That ain't no Mac, man.
Well, it's not a Mac truck. No. But
ain't
I get
got no Chrome.
I tell you what. I tell you what, though.
It's only got one headlight.
It gets good gas mileage.
Mine don't. Don't get no gas mileage at all. I'm telling you, I get like four gallons in a mile. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Maybe I'll paint it white. I don't know, but what the hell?
I wonder if he's still proud of me.
I don't think so.
He didn't take it back.
No.
He was just confused.
Well, he stays that way.
Oh, yeah. Mac truck.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us on this beautiful Christmas Monday.
Yeah, the day before Christmas.
Hey, it's Christmas Eve.
It is. All day long.
Happy Christmas Eve.
Until midnight. And then it's Christmas.
So, yeah, when you're putting together those toys tonight, I want you to be safe. I want you to be calm. I want you to be sure that you don't get frustrated or jam.
And whatever you do.
Don't jam a screwdriver through your palm.
Whatever you do.
Yes.
Absolutely. Do not read the directions, okay?
Please. Put those aside. Only as a last resort, have your wife read them, okay?
Make a squirrel proud.
Yeah,
and right. If you have extra parts,
that's okay.
Those are freebies.
Oh, sure. You can use those. You put them in a drawer somewhere, and one day you'll need that for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Put in that coffee can with all the rest of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you never know. One day you're going to need a.
Well, you know what you do is you...
A 9/16 nut with a wing on top
of it. It's eventually when your wife gives you a hard time about having that Folgers can full of nuts mm-hmm. and bolts, you fill it full of concrete,
mm-hmm.
and then you get yourself a ready-made boat anchor.
There you go, a boat anchor. And the other thing is you usually get a free tool with some of that stuff you put together.
Yeah.
You get like a free wrench right. or an Allen wrench yeah. or something, you know. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you have your own little, study or room to your own, just hot glue those to the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A good art project for you there.
Yeah. See?
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Merry Christmas. We're going to be here on Christmas?
We're going to be here on Christmas.
You don't even give
Day.
Them a Christmas off?
No.
I don't even get Christmas off? What kind of slave driver are you?
It's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
You buy a Mac and turn into a socialist.
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchases necessary.